God's property from being occupied by God's sons. America and other nations in the United Nations should agree that wherever there is enough land, it may be utilized by the human society for producing food. The government can say, "All right, you are overpopulated. Your people can come here. We will give them land and they can produce food." We would see a wonderful result, but will they do that? No. And what is their philosophy? Roguism. "I will take the land by force, and then I won't allow others to come here." Reporter: "One American motto is, 'One nation under God.'" Srila Prabhupada: "Yes, that is Krishna consciousness. There should be one nation under God, and one world government under God as well. Everything belongs to God, and we are all His sons. That philosophy is wanted."
Who is this reporter? Who is this reporter?
Jagannath Sutta.
Yeah.
This is in Mayapur. "But in America, people are very much afraid of a central government." This is the report. "Because they think that wherever there is a strong government, there will always be tyranny." Srila Prabhupada: "If the leaders are properly trained, there cannot be tyranny." Reporter: "But one of the premises of the American system of government is that if a leader has too much power, he will inevitably become corrupt." Srila Prabhupada: You have to train him in such a way that he cannot become corrupt." Reporter: "What is that training process?" Srila Prabhupada: "That training is the Varnashram Dharma, a system of dividing society into four social and four spiritual orders according to people's natural qualities. Divide the society according to quality and train people in the principle that everything belongs to God and should be used in the service of God. Then there really can be one nation under God." Reporter: "But if society is divided into different groups, won't there be envy?" Srila Prabhupada: "No, no. Just as in my body there are different parts that work together, so the society can have different parts working for the same goal. My hand is different from my leg, but when I tell the hand, 'Bring a glass of water,' the leg will help. The leg is required and the hand is required." Reporter: "But in the Western world, we have a working class and a capitalist class, and there is always warfare going on between the two." "Yes, the capitalist class is required, and the working class is also required." Reporter: "But they are fighting." Srila Prabhupada: "Because they are not trained up, they have no common cause. The hand and the leg work differently, but the common cause is to maintain the body. So if you find out the common cause for both the capitalists and the workers, then there will be no fighting. But if you do not know the common cause, then there will always be fighting." Reporter: "Revolution?" Srila Prabhupada: "Yes." Reporter: "Then the most important thing is to find the common cause that people can unite on." Srila Prabhupada: "Yes. Just like in our Krishna consciousness society, you come to consult me about every activity because I can give you the common cause. Otherwise, there will be fighting. The government should be very expert to know the aim of life, the common cause, and they should train the people to work for the common cause. Then they will be happy and peaceful. But if people simply elect rascals like Nixon, they will never find a common cause. Any rascal can secure votes by some arrangement, and then he becomes the head of the government. The candidates are bribing, they are cheating, they are making propaganda to win votes. Somehow or other they get votes and capture the prime post. This system is bad." Reporter: "So if we don't choose our leaders by popular election, how will society be governed?" Srila Prabhupada: "You require Brahmins, Kshatriyas, Vaishyas and Sudras. Just as when you want to construct a building, you require engineers. You don't want sweepers. Isn't that so? What will the sweeper do? No, there must be engineers. So if you follow the division of Varnashrama, only Kshatriyas are allowed to govern. And for the legislative assembly, the senators, only qualified Brahmins. Now the butcher is in the legislative assembly. What does he know about making laws? He is a butcher, but by winning votes he becomes a senator. At the present moment, by the principle of vox populi, a butcher goes to the legislature. So everything depends on training. In our Krishna consciousness society, we're actually doing that. But in the case of politics, they forget it. There cannot be just one class. That is foolishness. Because we have to engage different classes of men in different activities. If we do not know the art, then we will fail. Because unless there is a division of work, there will be havoc. We have discussed all the responsibilities of the king in the Srimad Bhagavatam. The different classes in society should cooperate exactly as the different parts of the body do. Although each part is meant for a different purpose, they all work for one cause, to maintain the body properly. Reporter, what is the actual duty of the government? Srila Prabhupada, to understand what God wants and to see that society works towards that aim. That's the caption they put up here also. The actual duty of government is to understand what God wants, to see that society works towards that aim. Then people will be happy. But if the people work in the wrong direction, how can they be happy? The government's duty is to see that they are working in the right direction. The right direction is to know God and to act according to His instructions. But if the leaders themselves do not believe in the supremacy of God, and if they do not know what God wants to do or what He wants us to do, then how can there be good government? The leaders are misled and they are misleading others. That is the chaotic condition in the world today. Reporter, in the United States, there has traditionally been the separation of church and state. Srila Prabhupada, I am not talking about the church. Church or no church, that is not the point. The main thing is that the leaders have to accept that there is a supreme controller. How can they deny it? Everything in nature is going on under the Supreme Lord's control. The leaders cannot control nature, so why don't they accept a supreme controller? That is the defect in society. In every respect, the leaders are feeling that there must be a supreme controller, and yet they are still denying him. Reporter, but suppose the government is atheistic? Srila Prabhupada, then there cannot be good government. The Americans say they trust in God, but without the science of God, that trust is simply fictitious. First take the science of God very seriously, then put your trust in Him. They do not know what God is, but we do. We actually trust in God. They are manufacturing their own way of governing, and that is their defect. They will never be successful. They are imperfect, and if they go on manufacturing their own ways and means, they will remain imperfect. There will always be revolutions, one after another. There will be no peace. Reporter, who determines the regulative principles of religion that people should follow? Srila Prabhupada, God. God is perfect. He does that. According to the Vedic version, God is the leader of all living entities. Nitya, Nityanam, Chaitanash, Chaitanam. We are different from Him because He is all perfect and we are not. We are very small. We have the qualities of God, but in very small quantity. Therefore, we have only a little knowledge. That's all. With a little knowledge, you can manufacture a 747 airplane, but you cannot manufacture a mosquito.
Is it possible?
God has created the mosquito's body, which is also an airplane. And that is the difference between God and us. We have knowledge, but it is not as perfect as God's. So the leaders of the government have to consult God, then they will rule perfectly. On this side it says, leaders of government have to consult God, then they will rule perfectly. Reporter, has God also devised the most perfect government? Srila Prabhupada, oh yes. The Kshatriyas ruled the government in Vedic times. When there was a war, the king was the first to fight, just like your George Washington. He fought when there was a war. But what kind of president is ruling now? When there is a war, he sits very securely and telephones orders. He's not fit to be president. When there is war, the president should be the first to come forward and lead the battle. Reporter, but if man is small and imperfect, how can he execute God's perfect orders for a perfect government? Srila Prabhupada, although you may be imperfect, Because you are carrying out my order, you become perfect. You have accepted me as your leader, and I accept God as my leader. In this way, society can be governed perfectly. Reporter. So good government means, first of all, to accept the Supreme Being as the real ruler of the government. Srila Prabhupada. You cannot directly accept the Supreme Being. You must accept the servants of the Supreme Being, the Brahmanas or Vaishnavas, devotees of the Lord, as your guides. The government men are the Kshatriyas, the second class. The Kshatriyas should take advice from the Brahmanas or Vaishnavas and make laws accordingly. The Vaishnavas should carry out the Kshatriyas, the Vaishyas should carry out the Kshatriyas' orders in practice, and the Shudras should work under these three orders. Then society will be perfect. The end of the article.
Very nice.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Right to the point.
That's what they can make a big plane, but they can't make a mosquito. So thought-provoking. Here's that article by Dharma Jaksha that you loved.
What is that?
That article that he wrote from Vancouver. It was in that small pamphlet that they sent to Los Angeles. Simple Living and High Thinking. It had a picture of a forest, a stream in the background, and your picture in a little square was superimposed over it.
We got it in Hawaii.
Was it Hawaii?
Yeah, it was for that Habitat conference.
So we are not politicians, but we give some idea. Is it not good?
We have political philosophy.
Yeah. This is our movement. Take the instruction of God, follow it, and you will be happy. What is this?
This is the end of that article.
Oh.
And the magazine goes on.
They have not replied him. Simple Living, High Thinking. Then and now, the right to distribute the American dream. Srimad Bhagavatam. Now, instead of giving books to the members, they can read the books in the magazine. One magazine should be given free, all to the members.
Life members.
Yeah. Mm. Not books. It's gone 10 years of spreading Krishna consciousness.
Won't it help though to have the books in the members' homes that perhaps their generations may read them?
Mm-hmm.
Won't it help to have your books in their homes though? That maybe future generations will, you know, be benefited. They'll read your books.
Let the present generation read first of all. Then talk of future generations.
At least they're still inclined to read the Bhagavad Gita. So if they have yours, then they can be correct. They can correct their misunderstandings.
How do you read that to me? Krishna consciousness, the spirit of 76. Hearing the crimes of a lifetime. Bhavati. Can't be crying, really.
Adapted from Srimad Bhagavatam translation and commentary by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. In the middle of this picture of Arjuna piercing the target and Draupadi being harassed. With the recent disgrace of an American president still fresh in our minds, it is interesting to read of a similar case in ancient times. 5,000 years ago, a blind king named Dhritarashtra dishonored his high post and caused the death of millions. His story is of special importance even today because he found an antidote to the crimes of a lifetime and in his old age became self-realized. King Dhritarashtra was the acting monarch of Hastinapur, the capital of the Vedic kingdom of Bharata, which 5,000 years ago, according to the Vedic literature, spread over most of the planet. Hastinapur was on the banks of the Jamuna River, at the site of present-day Delhi. As its name indicates, Hasti means elephants. It was a city full of opulently decorated elephants. Noble men rode elaborate chariots past marble palaces inlaid with glittering jewels. The sweet smell of incense drifted out of lattice windows. Trees bearing fruits and flowers lined the wide streets, which were sprinkled with scented water. There was no hint of poverty or distress. Hastinapur was the crown jewel of the abundant Vedic civilization. From the beginning, Dhritarashtra's position as king was never legal, for he was blind. And Vedic law ruled that a blind man cannot be king. Thus the throne went to his younger brother Pandu. But when Pandu died in his young manhood, Dhritarashtra began ruling on behalf of Pandu's five sons, who were still children. In an age of great and honorable kings, Dhritarashtra was an exception. Swayed by his eldest son, Duryodhana's ruthless lust for power, Dhritarashtra began to abuse the guardianship of the Pandavas by closing his already blind eyes to the planned and purposeful efforts of Duryodhana to destroy the boys. As the descendant of a great royal dynasty, Dhritarashtra had the lineage and rearing of a proper monarch. But it seemed that he was as blind spiritually as he was physically. Although he admired and even loved the five fatherless princes, he began to contemplate taking away their kingdom and even their lives.
At 7 o'clock we shall go.
Yes.
Now?
Six.
Five plus six.
Six o'clock. Five or six.